NASCAR Joy. This is Nan.
Hey, Nan. Good morning. This is Troy Cordello at RDI Diamonds. Is Pam available? You told me to call back today.
Let me check. Hold on.
Thank you.
This is Pam.
Hi, Pam. Thank you for taking my call. I called you yesterday. It looks like you're a little busy, but that's a good thing. My name is Troy Cordell. I'm a consultant and specialist here at RDI Diamonds in New York. I was hoping that I could speak with you to learn a little bit more about your business and see if there's anything that you need in the diamond industry to ramp up for the summer that's coming.
Usually summer is a little slower for us, and like I said, right now I don't think there's anything that we're in the market for.
Okay. I got some good news for you, and I'm glad you actually said that. I'm trying to give you a little bit more incentives here with RDI Diamonds, because my data shows that this summer here is actually going to pick up at least by 10 to 20%. In your area. So, and I'll tell you why. As a consultant and specialist, what I do is I do a lot of marketing research, and I, you know, look at social media, look at a lot of algorithms that surround that. A lot of teenagers and graduations are now asking for jewelry. Because they're taking a lot of selfies and they want to be seen and go to school kind of a little blinged out now. So that culture is actually at an all-time high push for jewelry, and parents are actually getting those instead of getting bikes and, you know, laptops and all that stuff. You know, those tangible items are already mandatory for, you know, kids and to go to school now. So they're, what they want now is to look good with their friends and the cool group. So I'm seeing, you know, kids with pendants, diamond pendants. I'm seeing, you know, a lot of kids with diamond studs in their ears now. So that's actually a really great talking point if you see, you know, someone with that's a parent, to increase those type of sales and upsell, just bringing those type of points across. So that's where I come into play, is just giving you that type of knowledge. And if your sales reps want to call me personally and say, hey, you know what, Troy, I got somebody coming in on Saturday. You know, I'm trying to close a diamond sale, or, you know, what questions do you think I should ask them? Well, how should I approach it? How can I maximize my sale? I can help out, you know, and actually give that type of information. The other thing is that with RDI Diamonds, we are a name brand, just like, you know, you go buy a TV and so forth, and, you know, you got Sony, Samsung's pretty much at the, and Toshiba's at the top. You know, most people don't really want the RCAs, you know, unless that's all they can afford. But if you got the money, you're pretty much buying the name brand. So that's what RDI is going to bring to the table. We have gem print technology on our diamonds. So that can save, you know, your customers 10% off their insurance if they're putting that in, if something ever happens, God forbid. But we, more importantly, is we have a trade-up system. So if you memo anything from us, or even if your customers buy RDI Diamonds, and we all know in, you know, 10, 20 years or so, like that, they might want a bigger diamond or they want to trade it in, we can definitely go ahead and we'll match dollars for dollars as long as they're getting a bigger diamond, even if it's a dollar more. So they won't lose any value. You won't lose any value. So if you got, you know, a memo, you bought a diamond, it's sitting, and you're like, this diamond's not moving. But then a customer comes in and, you know, you have an oval, but they want a marquise. Well, guess what? Give us the oval back. Get a bigger marquise, you get your money back on that diamond, so you don't lose that money, and you can make the sell on the marquise. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're overnighting everything, overnight free delivery. So that's it's so amazing that we can actually do that. So with that being,
so you do stuff on Venmo as well?
Yes, we do stuff on Venmo. We also have jewelry, pendants, earrings. We have a great website. You can, you know, browse, see if there's something that you need. So where I'm going with this here is I only work with VIP clientele, and what I mean by that is I do research on a store. I look at the location. I look at all the housing market that's around your area to see, you know, if there's any disposable income, how long people have been in their homes, if they have secondhand mortgages, things like that, because obviously if they're, you know, have that secondhand mortgage, they'll have that disposable income. And most people take that out, especially for summer and going on nice trips, or, you know, they're getting married or their anniversary trip and stuff like that. People are going on more cruises and traveling, and obviously summer is here. So with that being said, everybody has a cell phone. Everyone's taking these, you know, selfies and posters and pictures, and they want jewelry. They want to mimic their favorite artists on TV. They want to be seen. They want to have these amazing pictures and shots, and they want cosmetics. So that's where that 10% and 20% increase is coming out this this summer here. So what I'm trying to do is put me and RDI and make a partnership with you. And I only have a small few that I see that potential in, and your store is definitely one of them. So I wanted to send you out some information in your email. Get a credit reference and all that stuff done, you get that stuff back. So when you need memo done, I can get some stuff to you overnight. But more importantly, obviously we're in mid-May right now. So June is coming up, and I'm seeing that it's going to start picking up definitely in June. I did this last year. I had a 98% turnout on storefronts, literally 20% increase in their sales by doing it this way. The ones that did not ramp up, did not take my advice, guess what? They plateaued out, and they're just, it's slow. The reason for that, they still had the same jewelry in their location all year round, thinking that they're going to sell it. Obviously, what customers do, and I'm trying to explain them, especially as a consultant, that's what we do. We look at how to overcome the objections, right? And right. If you have customers, and think about this, think outside the box with me. If you got customers coming in all year round, right, they're browsing, so they're window shopping. They're not buying right then and there. So they know what you have. If they haven't came back to get that, that means that they didn't like what they saw in your store. Nothing caught their eye. There was no nice display set up or something that was like wowing to them that, oh my God, I gotta have this, let me save up my money, or let me move or liquidate some things so I can actually, you know, finance or get this type of, you know, diamond for my loved one. They didn't see anything. So my approach to your location would be is, now I'm giving you a name brand diamond, just like people be like, oh, I want a Leo diamond, I want an RDI. Well, RDI is one of those high-end name brands. Give us a display of just RDI stuff. You know, put some fake diamonds around it, balloons, whatever, however you want to decorate it to wow it and make it look like eye-catching more than any other display that you have. That right there is going to draw the attention. It's going to showcase RDI. It's going to be a great talking point. And then with me, if you're making any sales or so forth, if you ever want to do like a put me on speakerphone when you have a customer there, and I can help out to help close that sale on an RDI diamond, that's something else that you get with RDI diamonds and your sales reps can get too. I can actually, you know, be on speakerphone. And, you know, just imagine, right, you got a customer there, it's like, hey, listen, these are RDI diamonds. I mean, they're the best that's in the business. So, you know, we're talking about the clarity, you're talking about the fluorescence, the polish, right? It's GI a certificate. We're looking at, you know, the fire in it. Those type of talking points I will help bring to the table to close that sale on you guys. And voila, now you're selling high-end diamonds, bigger diamonds. You have a product that somebody is coming in and they're like, wait, hold on, that's different. And your commissions, guess what, are going up. People are making more money. You're making your SLAs for the month, the week. And then we keep that going and we have that business relationship and get you in retirement and live the good life. So that,
right.
That's the plan. That's the plan. How does that sound to you?
Well, I definitely would want to talk to David about it.
Yes, yes, yes.
So.
Okay. That sounds amazing. I hope, I know you want more money in your paycheck, especially with gas prices, the way it is, a recession that we have, everything's up. So how do we weather the storm to get past, you know, a slow start? You see what I mean? So you got to make a plan of action, and you also have to look at preventative measures as well. So I'm trying to prevent the forecomings of what I see, and then trying to use what's happening right now as talking points to get your walk-in customers and the window shoppers and get that retention for you. And that's the way that you're going to have to try to do that. And with us, we can actually get that done. And with me, I can help you get that. So I'm going to send you some information on RDI. Obviously, it's a regular credit application with your references and stuff like that on there. Fill that out. It's only one form or a couple forms in there. I'll give you the website so you can browse and see if you see any studs, any diamonds. And also, whenever you're presenting, you know, a ring or a stud or whatever, obviously you want 2 to 3 options. So if you're doing a round, make sure you got a marquise or a radiant on the side of it or oval. Obviously, you know, a different color on there as well. If it's a G, you might want, you know, a D, you know, a E or F with it. And then you might want to step down on maybe a J or so forth, you know, just so you can see what that mid-range is. If you have appointments, you know, ring it by me. I can do some research on your customer. So, you know, one of the tools I you know, just throwing it out of there, you know, I'll, you know, give me an address. I'll look at the address, see what the value of the home is, see who owns the home, see what their mortgage payments is, how long they've been in the home, and see if they have any, you know, disposable income that way. If you know what their professional is, I can, you know, brainstorm and see exactly how much they make an hour or what their salary is. Again, if they got kids, family members, how their lifestyle is set up, those questions there, you know, I'll shoot the breeze with them, just like I'm talking to you, make some friendly, you know, ness and get them to trust in me. And then from that information, just speaking with them, I could pretty much appraise their worthiness and credit worthiness and see what they can afford. And then we can get a range and close those deals a lot better in the future. So that's my plan of approach. So one, getting that information in to you. You get that to me sent out as soon as you can. And then at least, obviously, your homework is to speak to Dave on that. And when you speak with Dave, look at your inventory and see what you don't have and see, you know, take a look at your sales reps and whoever's that's making the sales. And I want you to order at least maybe 2 to 3 things from us on memo. I want you, and you know, and I want that to be a project for you guys, and you know, do a spiff on it or do a special project to try to. And we're going to get those out the door. If we do it that way and make it a priority and not just a short-term goal and let it sit, it'll make you guys want to push it. And then when customers come in, let that be a talking point because obviously it's on spiff now, right? That right there will give more incentive and drive for your sales reps or whoever's selling to really push it. And, you know, if you do get all those, you know, 20 no's, eventually you're going to get that yes, and that's what's going to sell. But if you're not, if you don't have the product, you can't sell. And then you're like, oh, it's slow. You know what I mean? So we're going to change that mindset in your store and get you geared up and ramped up and excited for the summer so you guys can make some money. Okay?
Okay. Well,
I would love to get you something memoed tonight or today. I mean, if you need anything, if you want to get something started, I can send you something right now if you want it to and have it to you tomorrow. You know, just try something out, you know, even if it's anything. I mean, tomorrow's Friday, and I believe on a biweekly, see, that's another thing. You know, it's biweekly. If people get paid biweekly, I think that's tomorrow is a biweekly payday. And then you got the weekend there, so people are going to be shopping and stuff tomorrow. If you had something new and just, you know, people coming in the store, hey, listen, I just got these in today. You got to look at these. I mean, this would look so great on you when you're taking these selfies. I know you take selfies because you look good. You know, you're shooting the breeze with your customers, but they have something tangible that they're holding and they can see, and they're like, oh, my God, these really would look good on you. And then you ask them, hey, what do you do for a living? You know, okay, where you live? How long you been living there? You know, you own the home? Okay, I bet you got some good equity in that house, right? I mean, come on, you can go ahead and liquidate and finance these and enjoy and take a nice vacation in style. You know, something like that along those lines, that the customers, they love hearing themselves feel good and look good and people complimenting them, and that's the whole thing that surrounds jewelry, right? And that's what we're going to bring to the table with that. But if you don't have it in the store, and they know what you have, and there's nothing different, and there's no options. You know, you're like a car dealer a lot with probably 10 cars versus the guy up the street got 100 cars in different varieties.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm going with that.
Okay.
Sure you don't need nothing? You sure you don't want to take on, you know, just one thing and have me send something over today and, you know, work on it on the weekend or...
Well, again, we are not open this weekend.
Oh, you're not, huh?
Yeah. So
what's going on this weekend?
No, we're usually only open Saturdays, the first Saturday of the month.
Okay.
Because, yeah, just doesn't, a small store, so it doesn't work out for us usually to be open every week.
Gotcha. So with summertime here, do some decorations. Put some balloons out on those Saturdays. Get something cheap, put like a neon sign or whatever you need, some type of flash to draw some attention in. Put some new product signs up, like I said, different displays. I mean, I had a multi-million dollar store literally go to they went to Dollar Tree and bought, you know, fake diamonds and gemstones, and then some of them went on Amazon and just bought, you know, fake, you know, little diamond things and threw all those in a display and some, you know, flowers and all types of stuff, and they changed it up. And even 4th of July came, they had flags all over the place and, you know, banners and stuff like that. So, I mean, you don't have to spend a lot of money on decorative items, but it will draw in a crowd because they're going to think it's a big sale. And you can display that in your window and so forth. Big sale here. You know, they don't know what your prices are, right? They just know it's a big sale. Everybody wants to know where's the big sale. So throw that out there. That'll generate what you need. And get our products in, so then now you have a huge competitive advantage over your competitors because you have RDI diamonds in your store. And that's why I'm picking your location, because I'm trying to get you guys boosted up and, you know, get your, like I said, get you to retirement and all that stuff and make some good money. So there's some ideas that I would like to work on with you on to get you guys, like I said, going. Timing is definitely of the essence. So if I can get this back, we'll say at least by Monday, that'll be great for paperwork. And then I can give you a call. You said you're say Tuesday. I'll give you a call on Tuesday, and we'll memo you some stuff so you can have that by Wednesday. So think about what you would want memo to you.
Okay.
For Wednesday, and just to let you know, Ovals and Marquise are doing amazing. I know that you might have some inquiries about lab diamonds. We're not doing lab diamonds because my data is showing that lab diamonds are so saturated in the market right now. Obviously, they're made in India and China. It only takes $40 to make a carat, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, we don't do any unless it's a request.
Yeah, please stay that way. It's pretty soon. Lab diaries are going to be coming out of vending machines, to be honest with you. That's going to be our plan of action. Let me make you some money. Obviously, I'm not going to call you and waste, we'll be on the phone about half an hour right now. I'm not going to waste my time with, a company I don't see potential in and we can't make money. I don't want to memo nothing to someone that is just going to have it sit and then it shipped back. Obviously, that could be an expense. And it's just a waste of time. So I think, and I don't think I know, if we go ahead and go this route, you're going to feel so good when you're selling that diamond. You're like, oh, my God, I just made a nice commission for myself. You put whatever markups that you need on it, and whatever you need, whatever settings you're going to do on it on the ring and that's going to feel so amazing because then you're making the numbers and your name is going to be out there. You give some business cards out, make sure their grandkids come back to you, their kids, aunts, uncles, family, churchgoers, whoever, and let's get your customer base up. So we're going to try to change the reputation as well and ameliorate that. I love that word, ameliorate, is to make better. So that's what my plan is for you guys, okay?
All right, well, I'll talk to David, and I guess we'll hear from you next week then.
All right, you'll see my email. You'll have my phone number and contact in there. If you need anything, no matter what it is, make sure give me a call. If you got questions, concerns, anything, you give me a call, okay? I'm going to be your Diamond Guy consultant expert, okay, here at RBI Diamonds in New York. All right, I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.